What's up, everybody? It's Alex Acuff with another Acuff's Adventure. Today, we're just going to cover a few calendar events that are going on this week. So today, I'm going to cover Auburn baseball first. So they're playing Alabama A&M today at the stadium on campus. And then, let's see, when's their next game after that at home? So it looks like they are most likely out of town until, yep, that's it. So now for softball, Auburn men's basketball. Let's go to men's basketball. Let's take on the men's. They play Arkansas tomorrow night, February 20th, 7:30 at the arena. So make sure you show up early. Those tickets have been going crazy, and the stadium or the arena has been going nuts. So lots going on there. Opelika Songwriters Night at John Emerald Distillery, hosted by Martha's Trouble. That is Wednesday, February 20th as well, at 7 p.m. to 10, if you're not going to the game. On the 21st, on Thursday, Kenny on the keys. So I've actually met Kenny several times. Kenny is an amazing pianist. He's going to be at Piccolo. So they're going to do extended appetizers and $5 glasses of wine. That's going to be from 7 to 9 on Thursday at Piccolo, so check that out. He's a fantastic pianist. Tiger Giving Day. So these are a bunch of projects with Auburn. You could check this out. Just go to Auburn Opelika Tourism Bureau online. That's aotourism.com. That is Thursday, February 21st, all day. Birding Binoculars and Beyond on Tiger Giving Day as well on the 21st. A really cool event coming up with Acre Restaurant is the Phipps Family Cellar Wine Dinner. So you have to get tickets to this. It's not a cheap dinner, but apparently it's going to be awesome. I looked at the menu and, oh my gosh, it'll make your mouth water. But anyways, David Bancroft is cooking up some fantastic food to be paired with the Phipps Family Cellar Wines. So it'd be a great event, a good opportunity to meet some like-minded folks if you like doing those types of things. And I've been to a couple of their dinners, and they're fantastic. Never a waste of money. Thursday the 21st, and that will be at 6 p.m. at Acre Restaurant on East Glen Avenue. Taylor Made's 18th birthday party celebration. Not totally sure what that one is. Let's see, Soundwall Supper Club. Auburn Soccer versus Mercer. You can catch the Auburn soccer game this Friday, the 22nd at 7 p.m. So it's going to be a night game. Should be fun to watch. Auburn Show Choir Showdown is also going to be Friday and Saturday at 5 p.m. both days. Here we go. Now we're to softball. So Auburn softball is playing North Dakota State. They're going to be playing Friday, the 22nd at 4:30 p.m. You can catch that at the softball complex on campus. And then the very next day on Saturday, they have got two more games, one at 2 and one at 4:30. So you've got three games, or let's see, five games this weekend. So I'm going to cover all five games. Let's see, we got North Dakota State on Friday, Eastern Illinois at 2 p.m. on Saturday, North Dakota State again on Saturday at 4:30. Then we've got AU softball versus Villanova on Sunday. So Sunday there's another doubleheader at 11:30 a.m., so a little earlier. AU softball versus Troy is at 2 p.m. So that should be fun. If you're a big softball fan, I'd go check that out. The Kappa Delta Shamrock 5K is also on Saturday at 8 a.m. So go catch that, go get a nice run, then go check out the softball. That'd be fun. And then the USTA Southern Tennis, it's on campus, so lots of tennis going on. The tennis complex on campus on Friday, and all the way through the weekend, actually, through Sunday. Empty Bowls looks like, let's see what this is. Empty Bowls. Empty Bowls is a fundraiser by the Food Bank of East Alabama. This is designed to raise awareness about those in the community suffering from food insecurities. Event attendees will select a handmade bowl created by a local artist. That's cool. And fill it with soup and donated from area restaurants. And the bowl each patron selects is meant to be kept as a reminder of those who face hunger every day. So that's a great event. You guys should go check that out. Tickets can be purchased for $20. From the Food Bank of East Alabama. I know they're on Facebook and online, so you can find them anywhere. There are a limited number of tickets available, so please purchase the tickets before you go. Let's see, what else? What else? Auburn University Cycle Weekend 2019. So that's this weekend, the Cycle Weekend on campus again. Women's basketball versus Missouri is Sunday, February 24th at 2 p.m. So during the soccer game or during the softball games, there's a lot going on campus. So March of Dimes, auditions, let's see, a little bit of everything. So what I'm going to suggest is if you want to see all these events and more, why don't you go ahead and head over to aotourism.com/calendar. So aotourism.com/calendar. Check out all these events. They always have what's going on. Kat does a fantastic job keeping this up to date. I'm pretty sure she's the one that's doing that. Anyways, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you on the next adventure. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.